Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate Show, the show where we help you become a smarter real estate investor. I'm Clayton Morris, the founder of Morris Invest, a full-service rental real estate company, and I've been a real estate investor for 15 years. And we answer your questions on this show. So it's great. We have voicemails. You get to leave us a voicemail. Try to keep them like 30 seconds or less. And we answer them right here on the show. That's what we do on this one. So what you can do, you can go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton is how you can leave a voicemail message. Ask a real estate or finance-related question, taxes, et cetera, and we will attempt to answer it on the show. So we've got three great questions today from three great listeners. So without further ado, let's get into it. This is Brian.
Hey, Clayton, I've got a question about self-directed IRAs. Where does the money come for maintenance and repairs and expenses? Does it come out of that account, or do you have to pay that out of other monies? Thanks.
Thank you for that great question, Brian, on self-directed IRAs. That's one of our specialties at our company, so we know a lot about that. One of your questions specifically is about the account, the self-directed account, when you have to pay taxes, expenses, and those other things. Can you just pay it out of your own checking account? Can you have your mom lend you some money to pay for it? No, you can't. One of the restrictions of the self-directed IRA, of course, is that everything related to that property that's in that IRA needs to be paid out of that account. So taxes, expenses, if you need the roof repair, et cetera, it needs to come out of that self-directed IRA account. That is one of the things that's a little difficult to deal with. But when you have a great custodian that handles that, you just send them an email and tell them that you need to make a payment to this particular contractor to fix this roof, to pay these expenses, these taxes, et cetera. All of the rent, of course, goes into that account that you can't touch until retirement, so it grows tax-free. It's brilliant. The self-directed IRA is a brilliant, brilliant way to build wealth. But yes, you have to adhere to the law of it. You could be hit with a big tax penalty if you do touch it or do it in another way. You want to make sure that every little thing, even if it's just like putting on a new light switch on a building, I think that 70 cents that you went and bought at Home Depot to fix that rental property you paid for out of your own pocket, you can't do it. It needs to be paid for out of the self-directed account. So you need to make sure that that is in place. Our next question comes from Don, and Grover and I are going to listen to your question. All right, Don, go ahead.
Hi, Clayton. This is Don Elliott. I want to thank you for everything that you have done. I met my goal of 12 doors. And I did a lot of it with the Fund and Grow, and they gave me that interest-free for a year. It's getting to the point where I am almost going to have to pay this interest on this on these loans. I'm having a hard time getting financing. Can you reach out and let me know what I should do to get these houses refinanced before the year end is up? Appreciate your help. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Don, for the question. So what he's talking about, if any of you are in the dark at home about this, you're unsure what Don's talking about, right here on our website, if you go to morrisinvest.com/funding, right here on the top of our website, we've partnered with Fund and Grow, and you can get $500 off the sign-up fee just by using that link. You can watch the full webinar. You can sign up and book a call with them. They'll get you 0% interest credit cards, business credit cards. They negotiate the terms so you get way more money. Access to money. You've probably heard me talk about them here on the show. Again, it's a great way to get into real estate investing, to use it for a down payment, et cetera. So now Don used them in purchasing rental properties, which is great. So, but you need to be smart about it. You need to think about like, what is that exit strategy? Because what'll happen is that interest after a year, 12 months to 18 months, will then go up to its interest rate of like 20% or 21%. So you want to have a plan in place ahead of time for that. Now, one thing that you can do with Fund and Grow, and they're amazing, is that they can roll that money over to more 0% interest credit cards. So first of all, Don, if you're up against a clock, I would just talk to them right now about having that money rolled over to more zero interest accounts. That gives you another year. And as real estate continues to appreciate, you're able to get even more equity in these properties. You're able to refinance even more money out of it and pay them off. So that's what I would do first, is just get on the phone with them and move that money over to more 0% interest accounts. The next thing I would do is ask you this question, Don: why is it so difficult for you to find financing right now? I mean, the abundance of money that's out there is crazy. and banks are lending like crazy. The Federal Reserve has been pumping trillions of dollars into that sector so that they keep that liquidity going. Interest rates are so low. You should not be having difficulty finding financing right now. I would check with a company called Flagstar, Flagstar Bank. We've used them for a lot of refinances for our investment properties. So Flagstar Bank, they're great. They do national refinances on rental properties. So check them out. I would also look at maybe non-recourse financing on properties. There's a number of different ways to do that, but I would not be limited in thinking that you can't get access to funding right now. I would not go the hard money route though. I think you brought up hard money. Hard money is just so expensive. It's way more expensive than fund and grow. You're going to have to pay points and closing costs and all of those things, plus a higher interest rate. With interest rates as low as they are right now, you know, I would definitely think about getting a 15 or 30 year note with somebody like a Flagstar or a Churchill Mortgage. Dan Krause at Churchill Mortgage does a great job as well. Reach out to him. We'll have links in the show notes to reach out to each of these different banks for these refinances. So Don, thank you for the question. I hope you found that helpful. All right. Our next question comes from Sadiqua. Love that name. All right, Sadiqua, here is your question. Let's do it.
Hi, Clayton. My name is Sadiqua. I'm new to real estate investing, but my question to you is, I just refinanced my house, my primary home, and I was looking to buy a fourplex property, but I don't have any funding. What do you suggest? Do you think I should do a hard money lender or refinancing through the bank? And how soon should I do it? So hopefully you can answer my question and we'll go from there. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Sadiqua, for that question. Okay, I'm a little foggy on a couple of points. You just refinanced. So you were asking, should I refinance again? Again, that really depends on how much equity you have. And remember, when you do refinance, you want to think about making sure that you're going to stay in that property for a while, because if you're going to have to pay closing costs, which you will, you know, that can set you back. And you want to make sure that that interest rate is a lot different than what you just refinanced. So if you're going to refinance from 3.15 down to 3.0, not a huge difference necessarily. You want to make sure that the numbers are wider apart, so it's going to get you more fruit on this refinance. But maybe you have some equity in this house that you could pull out. Do you have some space there that you could get a home equity line of credit? So now you have some funding options that you could go and buy this fourplex that you want. Why can't you get funding for this fourplex? Are they giving you a hard time? I mean, it is a residential property after all. Anything under 5 units, 4 and below, is considered residential property. So you will have to come to the table with about 25% down as an investment property. But there are a lot of options, Sadiqua. I would say, first of all, go to our website. Go to morrisinvest.com/funding. And set up a call with those guys. You're going to save $500 off their sign-up fee, and you only end up paying that sign-up fee, which is like a few thousand dollars, less than hard money closing cost points, if they get you funding. If they don't get you funding, you get that money back. But I've never had any. They've literally raised over $100 million for the listeners of our show and our clients. So you should not have a problem getting funding at 0% interest. So if you just need that money as a down payment and you're getting a fourplex that you can then refinance a year from now and pull out all of that additional equity and pay that back, you're sitting in the driver's seat. Fourplexes are difficult to come by right now. They're difficult to come by. And if you can buy this and add some value to it as well, that's a big deal. You know, if you can do some renovations on this property, these are sought after. I mean, that's why we build duplexes at our company, single families, anything really in that three-plex, fourplex, duplex. You know, that's a golden nugget. So a couple of options. Funding on our website. That's one option for you. I would look at your primary residence and see what equity you have available to use. Do you have $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 in equity that you can pull out of your primary residence in the form of a home equity line of credit that you can use? Partner. Going on a partnership with somebody else, setting up an LLC, with someone else that can then you guys partner together. You come to the table with a little bit of down payment. The other person comes with 50%. You share that burden and go in on this investment together. That's something else you should consider. And if you don't know that person, definitely go to some meetups in your neck of the woods. Just by going to meetup.com, you can look for your local real estate meetups. They're in every city, okay? I know with COVID, it's probably a little bit different, and they might be doing virtual stuff now and Zoom meetings and things like that. But at the very least, you might be able to find somebody else who wants to start investing, has a little bit of money, and doesn't have a lot of funding like you. In the same situation, you come together, develop a friendship, a partnership, and then start to invest that way. So those are a couple of ways. I hope those are some options that you find helpful, Sadiqua. Thank you so much for your questions, by the way. If you would like to ask me a question, it's very simple to do. Just go to morrisinvest.com. That's our website right here. And go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton, which is how you can leave a voicemail message. Grover, yeah, that's how they can do it. What are you yelling at? He's chewing on a rubber chicken. Yeah, you want to say bye, everyone? Come here, buddy. You want to say goodbye? He's being fickle. That's how you do it. Leave us a 30-second voicemail message, and we will play that right here on the show. Now you want to bite my hand? Now you want to bite my hand? That's going to do it for me. Thank you, everyone. Now go out there. Take action. Become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. You need it. I need to feed you dinner. Come on, man.